With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More than 100 rockets have been launched by the Muslim terror group Hezbollah across a wider and deeper area of northern Israel last night and this morning. Some of those rockets have landed near the city of Haifa. The sides appear to be spiraling toward all-out war following months of escalating tensions. The rocket barrage overnight was in response to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. High insulin prices are spurring a federal lawsuit against three pharmacy benefit managers. We get more from correspondent Ron Taylor.
The federal government is suing some pharmacy benefit managers over a system of drug rebates that regulators say has made the price of insulin soar for patients. The Federal Trade Commission says three companies that process about 80% of prescriptions in the United States have engaged in anti-competitive practices that spur price increases. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, run prescription drug coverage for insurers, large employers, and other clients. They set up formularies, or lists of covered drugs, and negotiate rebates off the drug prices. PBMs say the lawsuit shows that the FTC doesn't understand how drug pricing works. Ron Taylor reporting.
Venezuela's main opposition coalition wants the U.S. to cancel licenses for Chevron.
The coalition aims to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to negotiate a transition from power. An advisor to Edmundo González Urrutia's campaign made the appeal recently. González represented the Unitary Platform Coalition in the July 28th election. He and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado claimed their campaign won by a wide margin. They contradicted national electoral authorities who declared Maduro the winner.
Correspondent Jeremy House. An explosion in a coal mine in eastern Iran has killed at least 34 workers today and injured 17 others. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her support for the LGBT agenda in a run for the White House. The Democratic nominee is reminding voters that in February of 2004, when she was San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, she officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in this country. All those same-sex marriages performed during that month in San Francisco were invalidated later that year, a move that Harris has described as, quote, devastating. LGBT activists continue to campaign hard for the vice president. Fewer young people are identifying as non-binary on their applications to college for this fall. That's according to an analysis of more than 1 million students who applied through the Common App to over 1,000 schools. For the most recent admissions cycle, 1.8% of students chose a non-binary gender term to describe themselves. That's down from 2.2%. Experts say that's a huge change from the past few years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Judy Walker reports on California's governor who signed a law to protect children from social media addiction.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law making it illegal for social media platforms to knowingly provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. The legislation will take effect in 2027. The policies are part of a growing push in states across the country to try to address the impacts of social media on the well-being of children. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, September the 22nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including NFL Hall of Famer Harold Carmichael. He's 75 years old today. Rock singer David Coverdale of Deep Purple and Whitesnake turned 73. Actress Sherry Belafonte is 70. Country singer June Forrester of the Forrester Sisters is 68. This is SRN News.